Today on Press TV, the UN Security Council condemns Wednesday's terrorist bombings in Syria. In a statement read out by the Council's rotating president, the world body slammed the attacks in the northern city of Aleppo. Dozens of people were killed and more than 100 others wounded in blasts. Thousands of people take to the streets of Jordan's capital Amman, calling for political and constitutional reforms, the largest such demonstration in months. The protest was organized by the country's main opposition party, the Muslim Brotherhood. Protesters want a government elected by people as well as an independent judiciary. Israeli police clashed with Palestinian worshippers at the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem Al-Quds. They used stun grenades to disperse the crowd. The clashes erupted after a group of radical Israeli settlers tried to disturb Palestinians holding Friday prayers. The worshippers reacted in protest. The police's intervention intensified the clashes. In Azerbaijan, clashes erupt between police and demonstrators in the capital Baku. The protesters were calling for the removal of a ban on Islamic headscarves in schools. About 70 people were arrested and many more wounded in the violence. Islamic-style headscarves have been banned in Azerbaijani schools since 2009. Police in Italy clashed with university students protesting the government's austerity cuts. The demonstrations took place in the cities of Rome, Milan and Turin. Dozens of students and four police officers were injured in the clashes, while 15 protesters were arrested in Milan. Canadian rights activists stage a rally in the capital Ottawa to highlight the plight of Aboriginal women. They call for a national inquiry to end violence against Native women. Hundreds of Aboriginal women and girls have gone missing across Canada over the past 20 years. Some 12,000 South African miners have been fired from their jobs. The move comes after weeks of strikes and protests by the miners over pay. The world's biggest platinum producer, Anglo American Platinum, says the strikes have costed more than $80 million. And final results from Georgia's parliamentary elections confirm the victory of billionaire Bidzina Ivanishvili's opposition party. With all the ballots counted, the Georgian Dream Party has been announced the official winner of the vote. President Mikhail Saakashvili's United National Movement trailed 14% behind. Those are the latest here on Press TV.